davened at 7 o'clock, so I got up at 6:30. I slept from 6:30 to 7. So then I realized I could probably learn more, so I started getting up at 6. Then I realized I could probably learn a little bit more, so I started getting up at 5:30. He said, now I get up at 4:30. I learn from 4:30 to 7. So, you know, a person realizes that he could do this. You know, Rabbi Stark's brother, Yehuda Stark, who is also, Baruch Hashem, very busy, he learns for 5 hours morning Seder in Bnei Brak. He learns from 5 to 10, if I'm not mistaken, every morning. He goes to Bnei Brak. He lives in, where does he live? What's it called? Ranana. With the Ranana Chevra, right? And he goes to Bnei Brak, and he learns every day for 5 hours in Bnei Brak. He says, a person can do that. He didn't start off that way, right? But a person can slowly start adding more and more to his schedule, and he realizes they can push himself a little bit more, and if it's important to you, so then you find time for it, and then you realize that you really have more that you could do. There's a very famous story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Someone asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if you only have 5 minutes in your day, I think we all know this story, right? Should I learn Musar or should I learn Gemara? He said, learn Musar, and then you realize you have more than 5 minutes in your day. Right, a person can, but you have to do it, but slowly push yourself a little bit more, another 15 minutes, find another, people, if they really, it's important to them, they'll find time to learn. I had someone, he's kind of a Talmud of mine, and he came to me, and he's like, you know, I've been out of work for 5 months. I said to him, do you learn? He said, it's the craziest thing, I just can't find time. It's like, I don't know, it's just between, you know, the New York Post and the New York Times and checking my emails and like playing with the kids. And I don't know, I just don't have time. Because if it's not important to you, you won't have time. If that's where you're at, then you won't have time. But a person realizes this is a very important thing to me. You'll find time. Whether it's when you're driving to work, there are bachrim from the yeshiva that they drive to work, they listen to shmuzim every single time they drive to work. Listening to shiurim, to shmuzim, whatever it might be. A person has during lunch, he has a couple of minutes. He can take off a couple of minutes. You learn a little bit of mishnayis. A person always, you can have time. A person, if it's very important to you, a person can do that. There's a story about Rav Bengis. Rav Bengis was a goyin olam. He used to make Siuman Shas all the time, Rav Bengis. All the time. He was a person that, Rav Bengis, hundreds of times. One time he made, so Siuman Shas, Rav Chaim Kinevsky makes a Siuman Shas every year, right? So one time, Rav Bengis wanted to make a Siyum. He's like, I want the Siyum to be Fleshiks. Fleshiks? Why? Siyum Shas, okay, it's, you know, it was regular. No, it's a special Siyum. Why? So Rav Bengis said, you know, people sometimes invite me to come to chasanas, to come to brisim, whatever it is. Sometimes you have to wait around till they're ready, till the chuppah starts. So I made a special seder for myself. That seder was when I would learn when I'm waiting for simchas. I finished shas, from that seder. Now this is like a very. He stole a siyum shas. He said, "This is a special siyum shas." We have a special younger man in this yeshiva, Rabbi Shlomo Menachem Ogelant. He sits right next to me for a seder. So there's a concept which we call the 5-minute masmid. What does that mean, the 5 minute? It was a 5 minutes where, you know, whatever it might be, you're waiting for a bus, you're waiting for a shir. We wait for shir. So you sit around. What are you doing? You could steal 5 minutes here, steal 5 minutes there. It'll change your. You can gain so much from that. Now, when we're in yeshiva, so we're spending so much time learning anyway. So it's a little bit. You don't need it as much. When a person goes to work, you don't have time. You're busy working. You're busy with all the other obligations, whatever else is going on with your life. A person's married. He's busy with his wife. Busy with his kids. Busy with everything. So you have to steal time to be able to learn. So he's saying a person has to learn how to do that. Toiv, shetich toiv lecha al niyar es seder kol hayoyim. It's a good thing to write on a piece of paper your seder hayoyim. Lemashal, baboyker b'shazu ani kam. This time I get up in the morning. A person should have a time that he gets up. This is when I'm going to say Berachas HaTorah. This is when I need Maschil Lilmoy. A person should be regimented in a schedule. You'll be much more productive. Every day look at your list. Look at your schedule. And try to make sure that you're keeping to what you want from yourself. If you just want, you can push himself and do a little bit more. Add another shir. Add another chavrusa. Why are we so empty? Why are we spending losing time? Be'es aruchas sarayim during lunch. There's a lot of time during lunch. And Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of tremendous tamidei chachamim in this yeshiva. Person wants a chavrusa, just go over to someone. You want a chavrusa, just come over to me. I'll work it out. Person wants this. I want someone to learn during lunch. I want someone to learn during supper. There's so much time. There's so much time in our day. We could add a little more. Night Seder is over 10:15 until a person goes to sleep. There's so much time. There's so much we could learn. Still a little bit of that time. Still a little bit of your lunch. Still a little bit of your supper. A little bit of time after Night Seder to put in an extra, be it a halacha Seder, be it a Navi Seder. There's a bachur in yeshiva. So he made a big siyum on Navi when we went away for Shabbos. Olav Nach, he made a siyum on. I won't tell you who it was. And it got extra time in his day. A person can do it. You can get hasegim. You can get things. You could be kinder. Vashiyurim asher tikpa lecha b'chol hayoyim. The shiurim that you set aside for every day. Bein tamad yeshiva. Bein loymed ba'atzmai. Kol kach tisrago behem. You should be so consistent. The kol kach yikavu lecha b'chol yoyim b'chol shah. At b'chol rega lechoik b'lo yavar. You should never miss. Ad asher imte ones. Be'echad at yoyim. Shehishlam ezadavar. If one day, for some wild reason, you have an ones and you can't come. Me'atzmacha titztar. It's going to be a tzar for you. Just had a bachur, one of the alumnus, he sent me an interesting shayla. Said to me that Baruch Hashem, he says he's very, very machbe not to miss a minyan. Not to miss a minyan. And his friends are going to Reb Shaila Kerestir. He's from Kerestir, his family's, but this balabas is from Kerestir, his family. But he's going to miss minyanim. He's going to miss minyanim. Should he go to Kerestir? He asked me the shayla. It bothers him. He doesn't want to miss a minyan. So I told him, don't go. I said, go with a minyan. He said, I can't. They're going tomorrow. It's this. So don't go with them. He said, if you are proud of the fact that I have not missed a minyan in months, there's a balabas who's from five towns. He came to speak here once. Long, curly hair, drives a fancy sports car. He's five towns to the hilt. He has not missed a minyan in 10 years. Has not missed a minyan in 10 years. Not one minyan. He went to Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. I mean, Rav Gamliel gave him a chalaka. He cut off his hair. But he went to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel said, listen, I want you to have a shachris with a minyan. Shachris. He started with shachris. This was years and years ago. He said, there's not Mr. Minyan. He goes to L.A. He's making sure he's making minyanim. He's checking on his flights, everything. His whole life is, because he's consistent. He doesn't miss. And a person gets that way, so then it becomes a part of you. A person that makes that his habit, he never misses. There's an Avrich from Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. He was clockwork. Clockwork. He never, ever missed. He never missed his ride to yeshiva. In Baltimore, there's one main street, which is called Park Heights. And there's a lot of streets off of Park Heights. And the way it was, the Yungalite used to come to Park Heights, and they get picked up for the rides. And then they drive to Kyle together. He never, ever missed his ride. He was always there. Every single day. One day, he's not there. So the guys in the car are like, what does that mean? He's always there. So let's go see what's going on. They drove to his house, and he had Rachman al-Islan, he had an aneurysm. He fainted in front of his house. He was there, fainted. They saved his life because he was on the floor. They found him there on the floor. He never, ever, ever missed. If you want to be able to check your clock, go to the mirror, and at Rav Asher Eli walks in at exactly the same time every day. Exactly. He's clockwork. He doesn't miss. That's why Rav Asher Eli is the biggest Marbitz Torah in the world today. Because he's consistent. You can get nowhere without consistency. So he's saying a person has to be able to learn how to work on yourself, that you're constantly doing things. You're being productive, and you're sticking to your schedule. And write it down for yourself. Listen to this amazing story. It was a tzaddik named Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shmuel is Rosh Yeshiva of Be'er Yankov. I quote him often in my shir, Sefer Shari Shmuel. I read the story in the book about Rav Moshe Shmuel. One time, Rav Moshe Shmuel, one of his talmidim, had a shayla of pikuach nefesh, erev Yom Kippur. So he barged into Rav Moshe Shmuel's house. And he saw Rav Moshe Shmuel. He had these little papers. And Rav Moshe Shmuel was clapping. And he came in, and Rav Moshe Shmuel quickly put the papers away. Right? And he asked him the Shiloh, whatever the Shiloh was. And then they went on. After Rav Moshe Shmuel was nifter, after he passed away, they found the papers. Rav Moshe Shmuel had written on the papers the amount of minutes in a year that he was mevatel Torah. The amount of minutes in a year that he was mesiach das, which means that he wasn't thinking and learning. It amounted in the course of an entire year to less than 2 hours. That means that he utilized every second of his day. And he was what he wasn't utilizing, he was clapping al chet for. So a person can, now we're not there. None of us are there. And don't try to be there. It's crazy to go there. We're not there. But we have to understand there's something to aspire for. It's not just like whatever goes. It's like, okay, let's make what works for us right now. What do I feel I'm capable of committing to? What am I feeling I'm capable of making a structure for myself? Rav Moshe Shmuel was doing that when he was in his 70s. But if we start now, we could get there. It's work, but slowly, step by step, hopefully we'll get there. And work on a structure. Work on making for yourself a schedule. And a person does that. So then he's so much more productive. And what does it say? Bein Talmud Yeshiva Bein Loimed Me'atzma. Kol kach tisrago behem, v'kol kach yikobu l'cho, until that me'atzmecha, if you miss, me'atzmecha titzar al zeh, v'targish be'atzmecha, and you'll feel in yourself, shepir tzoparatz te'b'choy mesayom esay. Feel like you're missing something. A person that davened, never missed a minyan, for 6 months, and many of us in this room have done that. When you miss that minyan, it's like, ah. Oh. A person who is constantly, like every single day, sets for himself a kavius of how much he's going to learn. He misses a day, he feels a hole. And it's such a good feeling to realize, you know, my learning has become a part of me. And now I feel like I'm lacking, I'm missing something. Shir Chumash, or Shil Chetzi Amid Gemara, Shil Chasar Tobayim Azeh, Why have you like forsaken me? Every day look at your list, look at your schedule, look at what you've set up for yourself and see if I didn't miss anything yesterday. If yesterday you didn't accomplish what you wanted to, maybe it's because you were lazy. It should bother you. The next day, do more. Catch up. Make up for what you lost yesterday. Tashlumin. But if the reason why the day before you didn't learn as much is because you learned something hard and you worked hard, because you were learning more b'iyun, that you shouldn't. It's about how hard you're working. If yesterday I didn't work hard enough, today I'm going to work double hard. If yesterday I worked hard enough, I didn't get there, whatever, I was having a hard time with the Rajba, I was breaking my head, I was a hard time with the Tosfos, whatever it was, I'll titztar. Don't make up the next day what you missed on the first day. Everything we spoke about, the amount of pages you should learn, how much you should finish every day. That's if you're just learning simple. You're just learning fast. Or any person that hasn't yet gotten rid of his laziness, so you have to make an expectation of sometimes people, they learn, it just takes forever for no reason, just because they're being lazy. So we have to make like a goal for them. But someone who's learning and he's being ayin in his learning, and he's not being lazy, and the only reason that he's marach is because he's trying to add to learn deeper. Reb Shach was fire about learning a daf a day. Fire. Everyone has to learn a daf a day. Reb Shach, going back 30 years ago. Fire. So I spent the Shabbos in Panovich with one of my friends, Shimmy Gartenhouse. He's a Rosh Koyl today. He went to Reb Shach. He said, I can't. I said, I learn Basmata Rabbah, a daf a day is too much for me. He says, if you can't, so don't. I wasn't talking to you, I'm talking to the Bachman Panovich. So every person, it's about how much effort you're putting into it. If a person says, it's going to take me a long time to do it, okay, no problem. We're not saying. If a person, Adarabba, Ashrei Loi, Umatoiv Chalkoi, Vizeu Ikur Liman HaToyra, Shezoichem is Dabik HaYodah B'Hashem, a person is learning Medveikis, a person is learning, and he's breaking his head. So that's going to create a connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with Talmud Kaseh, Yaktziv Mitzvah Shel Shois, Kama Shois Yilmad Be'iyun. It should be about your hours. That's why in our yeshiva, when we sell, you know, the kibudim, Simchas Torah, we don't sell for dafim, we sell for hours. The ikur is how many hours a person is learning. The kama dafim urak amudim yalva b'shos elu yalva. Whatever you learn, whatever dafim you get. V'al tachshov shekiven shetamis alecha harbe avoida. And don't think that because you're doing a lot of avoida to struggle l'ramos atzmecha v'lum akodov urak b'shitchis. You should learn everything just superficially. Kiven shetzratzel hashlemes mispara kama shel avoida harbe shekibatel atzmecha adur abes akal zeteh. This way you should know. Because I'm trying to move through this. Ha'oil shel ribay ha'avoida shetamis alecha. You put more work on you. Ye'oir oischa la'avoid. It's going to inspire you to work. What does that mean? He says that a person can get himself into a habit where he embraces work. He enjoys work. He likes to work. And the more we get a person into that type of routine, so then he realizes, that's what I'm here for. There are people who are here to just vacation. They're here to chill. They're here to relax. That's what they think life is about. So you work as hard as you can work, hopefully as little as possible so you can retire early, or you just marry rich and that'll just do it for you. And then you just relax. Life's about relaxing. And there's people who, they're not here to relax. They're here to work hard. And they want to work. Bring it on. Give me more work. Give me more to do. I want to do more. And Adarabba, the more that we put on them, the better they feel. Rashi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu that this world is not for relaxing. Because Yaakov leishev b'shalva, rogzalav, kofitzalav, rogzal shal yosef, the pshat, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that this world is not for relaxing, this world is for working. So what is Bein HaZmanim for? Bein HaZmanim is to get back to the Zman. That's not like the ideal. You know, in the Goyish world, so you work in order to make enough money to vacation. In our world, you vacation in order that you should get enough strength to work. We're here to work. Avodas Hashem, that's what our purpose is. So a person has to be able to, so if you can embrace that, you can learn to just change your mindset. So then all of a sudden, the more work, the better. Great, give me more. I'll take as much as I can handle. Lo yavoy de harbe b'mispar kamas b'lvad v'shitzchus ragam b'iyon u'b'diyuk v'tischazek v'tisameitz v'chol atzmecho yishapech l'choretz. And you'll make a transformation in yourself. You're going to become a person who's diligent. Lavoy de voyde kosher, and you're going to want to work hard. Af ha'mifarechas is a goof, even if it's like back-breaking work. U'lehepech. Im lo targish al atzmech achrayis. If a person doesn't learn to feel on himself a responsibility, he doesn't feel that there's a burden, he doesn't feel that there's an expectation that he has to accomplish, then he's going to be a lazy person. And even what he does learn, he's not going to be focused on it, he's not going to enjoy it. He enjoys other things. He'll put in his, like, you know, he checks in, I have to make sure that I do my token learning of the day so that, you know, I can be considered to be a good Jew. I'll make sure to check in with my, you know, do my daf yomi a little bit, or I'll make sure to do my seder or whatever it is. That's not it. A person has to learn in a way that he's working hard and he's happy working hard. Because he really understands it. You're not going to stand unless you work hard. You're not going to enjoy it unless you understand it. So we have to embrace this hard work. And Beis Hashem, L'siyat Dishmaya. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Ivdu is work. Slavery. It's hard work. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. B'simcha is enjoy. Embrace it. Be happy with your work. It means you're accomplishing. Bo lufana v'irnana b'ez Hashem b'lina. We can continue.